Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Always fun. And Val, well, you're going to kick it off today. We do not have the news attack. I cut that off just because we are running out of time. But we do have 8 really good stories and some music to go along with them. Val kicking things off with a naked doorbell dasher. This is the way to start.
Exactly. In Tempe, Arizona, police spent Thursday night responding to a string of alarming notifications. Multiple residents reporting a man ringing their doorbells completely naked. Security footage shows the suspect casually walking up to homes, pressing the doorbell, and then standing there patiently like he's expecting customer service for a situation no one ordered. In one case, a homeowner actually opened the door, made eye contact, and immediately closed it again, which investigators are calling the correct response. The suspect then jogged off into the night with the confidence of someone who has absolutely no mirrors in their house. Police later found and arrested him nearby. Alcohol is believed to be a factor, along with a complete breakdown in decision-making. Because nothing says, good evening, neighbor, like arriving with absolutely no introduction or pants. And somewhere in that neighborhood, there is now a Ring camera notification no one will ever emotionally recover from.
Like that one Brad had to open with me on it.
Yes.
Just like that. Well, much like that situation, and don't take this the wrong way, but I did title this song, Ding Dong.
He rang the bell like he owned the street. No shoes, no shirt, no plan, no seat. Camera caught when no one needs. Neighborhood watch saw your little deeds. Ding dong ditch, but you stayed too long. Full exposure. Say hi with pants and a top.
Yeah. Only if I have to. On to Melbourne, Australia, where a man attempted to break a world record by gluing himself to as many objects as possible in 1 hour, Val. I could do this.
What kind of glue?
We'll find out in a second. Because apparently having hobbies isn't just good enough anymore. The live stream began optimistically with quick attachments to chairs, tables, and a traffic cone that did not consent to any of it.
I know where that one was glued then.
But about halfway through, things took a turn when the industrial strength adhesive, probably like Gorilla Glue or something, did what it was designed to exactly do and worked very, very well. The man became stuck to multiple objects at once, including a mailbox, a folding chair, and what appeared to be his own judgment. Friends attempted to help, then they stopped helping, and then they called professionals. Emergency services arrived to find a grown man physically attached to his bad choices, and the record attempt was officially abandoned. No. He set out to make history and instead became a public service announcement about how not to use glue. At one point, Val, he was bonded to so much furniture, he technically counted as furniture. All right. I got a song for this one, too, and aptly titled, Stick With Me.
Started strong with a folding chair, then glued himself to public despair. Mailbox said, I don't consent. Now he's part of his apartment. Stick to your dreams, not the floor, not the wall, not 3 random objects at once in the hall. You wanted fame, now you can't move your feet. Congratulations, you're not very neat.
Val, I wrote the next story because last week when the goat story was done, I just felt like we needed more goats. So I found another goat story.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is called the Goat Uprising. In Boise, Idaho, a quiet suburban neighborhood woke up Friday morning to find itself under new management. Approximately 25 goats had escaped a nearby property and launched what can only be described as a coordinated takeover. Authorities say the goats forced open a gate, not broke, not slipped through, forced it open like a tiny horn SWAT team. Then they spread out through the neighborhood, eating lawns, climbing on cars, and staring at residents with the calm authority of creatures who know they've already won. Animal control eventually rounded them up after several hours, though witnesses say the goats showed little interest in being governed. Let's be honest, 25 goats breach your perimeter. That's no longer your yard. That's an occupation.
Mm-hmm.
And if a goat makes contact with you while standing on your car, that's not your car anymore either.
Hmm. I don't think so. I'm not getting in. They can be mean and aggressive when they want to. At least they feel like that. Right. Have you ever had any desire to have some goats out on your farm?
The pygmy goats, just because they're so funny and entertaining, but they also eat everything. So that kind of was the, you know, deciding factor. So.
All right. Well, I've developed a love for them. I called this song Lots and Lots of Goats. Little country.
Gate went down at the break of dawn. 25 goats said this is our lawn. Ate the hedge and climbed the street. Parked on cars like tiny elites. All hail goats, rooters of grass. Climb your hood and judge your class. You don't own this house today. The goats moved in. Now pay their way.
Remember that from last week, don't you?
I do. I think I laughed hysterically over the goats last week.
I was prepared in case you got that story in the rotation today so that I could trip you up again with goat sounds, but it didn't work out. All right. We are going on to Lincoln, not the Lincoln I live in. Lincoln, Nebraska, a place no one likes to go to, where a man was arrested Saturday night after attempting to go through fast food drive-through on a lawnmower. Employees initially assumed it was a joke because hope is important. Till the man struggled to navigate the turn, clipped the menu board, and brought the whole thing down. Then he kept trying to order. Like, nothing had happened. So if I can move my microphone, I imagine he's all bent over like, yeah, could I get a fries? And what do you want? Because the speaker's on the ground. Police arrived to find him still seated on the mower. I just wanted an example for the viewer. Trying to order nothing had happened. Police arrived to find him still seated on the mower, mid-order, fully committed to the idea that this was a normal Tuesday activity. Like us.
We're fully committed to that here,
yes.
Too.
He was arrested on suspicion of DUI. The lawnmower was taken into custody, and somewhere a car in line behind him had to sit there thinking, this is how it ends? I called this song Mowing Down Snacks.
Pulled up slow with a wobble and sway. Clipped the menu but continued to say, I'll take fries and my dignity too. They said, sir, what is wrong with you? License? No, but he showed some butt crack.
I always got to have a kicker at the end of the song. And you know we did. Drunk guy in a lawnmower, you know those pants were down too low.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I mow lawn myself. I know how it works.
Oh, boy. All right. I think we alluded to this little story earlier.
We did.
In London, England, a man moving offices decided the most efficient way to transport his furniture was to become part of it. Witnesses watched as he rolled down the street, sitting in an office chair, holding a desk lamp, and dragging a small filing cabinet behind him, like a man who had fully committed to a concept and refused to revise it. He managed several blocks before encountering a curb, the natural predator of bad ideas, and flipping directly into a bush. He was not seriously injured, but spiritually, there are no questions. Oh, there are questions. Police declining to charge him, likely because they were too busy trying not to laugh in uniform. No serious injuries were reported, though his professional reputation may never recover. And if you arrive at your new job by crashing into a shrubbery while holding a lamp, you don't need a resume. This story got you hired.
Roll to work with a lamp in hand, dragging files like a one-man band. Hit the curb, met a bush instead. Career moves straight to office-based dread. Roll, roll, straight to HR. Crash your desk into a car. If you commute inside your chair, you've already lost your office flair.
It's true. It's true. Almost as good as Bigfoot is a bison selfie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
On to Yellowstone we go, where yet another tourist tested the longstanding theory. What if I ignore the warning signs? Officials say the individual approached a bison at close range to take a selfie because nothing says memories like immediate danger. The bison responded the way nature always does, by charging and knocking the tourist face first into the ground. The individual survived with minor injuries and what we hope is a major shift in judgment. Park officials once again remind visitors that bisons are wild animals, not mascots, not co-workers, not Instagram collaborators. At this point, Yellowstone should install a scoreboard. Bison undefeated, humans still reading signs.
Like their mere suggestions.
Yes. And somewhere that bison is telling its friends, another one tried it.
Can you believe it?
No, it was amazing. Needed a banjo for the bison.
Saw the sign that said stay away. Said I'll risk it for Instagram today. Just laid you face down in the dirt. Don't selfie the buffalo. Don't test the beast. You're not the guest. You're the accidental feast. One wrong step and you'll understand why the wild don't care about your Instagram plan.
I think the bison are up to like 112 now.
I think so.
Yes.
Right. Oh, let's go to Dublin.
Cool.
In Ireland, where a man attempting to vandalize an ATM discovered that technology does have limits and patience is not one of them. Just ask that refrigerator in 2056. Security footage shows the suspect striking the machine repeatedly before it activated its anti-theft system, blasting him with dye and rapidly expanding foam. Within seconds, his hands were stuck, his clothes were stained, and his entire life had taken a very public turn. Police arrived to find him still attached to the ATM, looking like a modern arts installation entitled, Who Did You Do? What would you do? What did you do? I have no idea. He tried to take money and instead became a deposit. That ATM didn't just defend itself, it arrested him.
And I didn't type that. Well, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. It doesn't make
Nobody
sense.
Nobody knows who did it.
Yeah, we should just. Police arrived to find him still attached to the. Did you know an ATM could, like, glue you to it with foam?
I did not. I mean, that's Dublin, Ireland for you, I guess.
Well, I've seen little things on them, and I've wondered if that was like an ink spray or something. I wonder if they all have that now. I mean,
don't try it. Don't test it out.
But I want to, Val. I want to.
Make this fast. Foam went wild, dice set high. Now we stuck in a public why. ATM said not today. Locked you in your crime display. You
human stain.
Human stain. No word on motive, though. Investigators suspect a deep commitment to money. All right. Final story. It's me. Okay. Brisbane, Australia is where we're headed for this last one. A man was arrested after repeatedly crashing weddings, Val. Like the real wedding crasher. Not for food, not for drinks, but for the photos. A professional photo bomber. Authorities say the suspect would dress appropriately, blend into ceremonies, and then aggressively insert himself into group photos with strangers, striking poses like he'd known them his entire life. The scheme unraveled when multiple couples noticed the same man appearing in their wedding albums, smiling, confident, and completely uninvited. Police were actually able to track him down after reports from at least five separate weddings on this dude.
Wow.
Another person committed to being in the moment. He didn't just crash weddings. He photobombed marriages. And honestly, if you make it into the wedding album legally, you owe him a gift.
For sure.
For sure.
New suit, new smile. He slipped right in. Toasts were made. He smiled with a grin. Every album, there he stands. Random guy with confident hands. Say I do, and there he is. Uninvited, stealing your cheese whiz. He's the photo bomb king. In every shot you got married, he got three hots and a cut.
And that's what he deserves. And that, my friend, is your odd news for Tuesday.